Pricing is more than just setting a number. It's actually a very strategic decision, and it impacts our business's profitability, and it also impacts our brand's perception. Hi, friends. Welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company, but I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. One of the biggest challenges we have as small business owners is how to effectively price our products, our services to maximize our profit. And so often when I work with clients, I find that we are undercharging for our products or undercharging for our services. And it just makes me cringe when I see a woman, small business owner, undervaluing what she brings to the table. It is a passion of mine to help her see her value and what she is sharing with the world. And so today I want to talk about pricing and profit and knowing when and how to raise your pricing and how to do it in a way to effectively communicate with your target audience, how to do it in a way to maximize your profit, and do it in a way that feels comfortable for your business, for your brand, and that you feel educated and you're not just throwing darts at a dartboard and thinking, I hope this price works for my product. So let's dive on in and let's understand that there is a strategy to pricing and understanding how and when to raise our pricing. So first off, pricing is more than just setting a number. It's actually a very strategic decision, and it impacts our business's profitability, and it also impacts our brand's perception. And that's an important piece of the puzzle because so often, and especially as women entrepreneurs, pricing, the reason that we undervalue our pricing is because we have fears and misconceptions about pricing. So let's talk about those. We have a fear that if we price our product too high, that no one will buy from us, or that our existing customers may abandon us, we'll lose those customers, or maybe we have a fear of being perceived that we're too expensive, or maybe that we're not worthy of the value. Especially if the product that we offer is something that we personally created. It's very personal to us, and that's always tough. There's a friction there because if it's something that we actually created and we're putting out into the world, then it's very personal to us. And if we have a fear of it being perceived that it's not worthy of the value, then we can actually personalize that feeling to ourselves instead of it actually being about the product that we created. That's very hard as women entrepreneurs to separate that when it's a product or a service that we personally created. And so we have to separate these common fears and misconceptions about pricing and take the emotion out of the pricing strategy. It's also important to talk about consumer mindset and pricing and how price drives perception in the marketplace. Price drives perception of value. You think about all of these brands in the marketplace, luxury brands, and they have a high price and it becomes a prestigious statement for consumers to actually carry these brands. I say carry because really one of the first things you think about are purses, like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, to carry these brands or to wear these brands. And these brands can charge these high prices because they have created this image of exclusivity and of superior quality. And so these consumers, they feel that by buying the higher status product and they opt for a higher price product, that it's making a statement. And on the flip side of that coin, you also have a statement being made when you have a low cost or a value brand. So you may have a Walmart or a Big Lots or an Aldi grocery store. And there's nothing wrong with any of those. I shop at all of them. They're wonderful. They're great. And their target market is very different than the prestige brands. They offer the low cost value products for their consumers. The consistency across all of these brands, though, is that they all clearly know their target audience and they structure their pricing strategy around their target audience. On one end of the spectrum, you have brands that are catering more to their rational decisions. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have brands that are catering more towards the emotional decisions. So it's important to clearly understand your target audience here and how price can influence the type of decision that your consumer is going to make. Lower prices appeal to logic, to rationality, and then the higher prices, they can often trigger those emotional responses. And so understanding those dynamics, it will help you tailor your pricing strategy to help fit your type of product and your target audience. In addition, really honing in on your pricing strategy is not only going to help you achieve your overall business goals, but it's also going to help you position your brand within your market. So how do you know when it's time to raise your pricing? What are some good indicators that maybe your product is priced too low? Let's talk through those. One could be an increased demand, and this doesn't necessarily have to be an overall increased demand. It could just be seasonal. So a lot of businesses go through a seasonal increase in demand, and that could be a good time to increase your pricing. Competitive pricing is another good indicator. If you have other competitors coming into your market and they have higher pricing, you need to make sure that you are raising your prices to meet your competitors as well. I have actually been in a situation where myself, I have had a customer feedback that my prices were too low. And that is a surefire sign when your ideal customers are telling you that they will pay more for your product, surefire sign that you should be raising your prices. Another sign that you should be raising your prices is that your profitability is not there to be able to cover your expenses. Sister, let me tell you, if you don't have the income to be able to cover your expenses, you are going to end up out of business. That's a conversation for another day, which if you need help with that, I highly encourage you to join my She Sells Differently membership. I dive into structuring your business for profitability. So make sure you join the waitlist for that, shesellsdifferently.com. But if you do not have the profit structure to cover your business expenses, then you need to look at raising your prices to ensure you have a profitable and sustainable business. If you have made improvements to your product or your service quality, that's another great time to raise your pricing. If there have been market changes, perhaps an increase in your cost of goods, definitely need to increase your pricing and pass that pricing through to your consumer. And then also, it is often good to conduct market research and just have a good understanding of what your products or your services are going for on the market and raise your pricing with inflation as well. and ensure you are continuing to elevate your prices with your value and with the market. I want to share one story of a pricing strategy that went all wrong and how they pivoted and made it right and became wildly successful through some targeted pricing strategy. I actually studied this small boutique when I was in graduate school getting my MBA. And this was a small boutique out west in Wyoming. And if you've ever traveled out west, you know that a lot of boutiques love to sell turquoise jewelry. And so this was a small boutique in a town that was quite touristy. And this boutique had bought a lot of turquoise jewelry to sell within their store. The problem here was, in order to compete with all of the other stores in town, they felt that they needed to mark all of their jewelry on sale. So they did that, and the jewelry sat in the cases 4 months and did not sell at all. And they struggled. They were scratching their heads because they knew that their turquoise jewelry was just as good quality as everyone else in town. And it was actually lower priced. But if you remember what I talked about earlier, is that price drives a perception of value. It drives a perception of quality. And so one day they were talking this through and doing some market research, and they decided that weekend to take all of the sale signs up and to raise the pricing by 10x on all of their jewelry, which would mean that their store was now the highest priced jewelry in the town. By the end of that weekend, they had sold out of all of their turquoise jewelry. And it was a great lesson in realizing that you have to know your target market. If the pricing strategy that you're currently utilizing is not working, pivot and try something else. Great entrepreneurs are always innovating and working on ways to improve their approach. And so let the story of this shop out west be a lesson that if your pricing strategy isn't working, do some research and try a different approach. Last thing I'll leave you with is this. Maximizing profitability is important beyond just your initial pricing strategy. There are other strategies that you can utilize to help increase your profitability. So you can also work on reducing your cost and increasing efficiency in your production if you do manufacture, or in your overall efficiency of your operating cost. And also potentially diversifying your revenue streams, whether you're a product-based business or whether you're a service-based business. Diversifying your revenue streams is a great way to not put all of your eggs in one basket. It's also important to track and analyze your financial data so that you can make informed decisions on your pricing. So I encourage you to continually evaluate and adjust your pricing strategy. Make sure that it's aligned with your business goals, with the market conditions, and also with your target market. Don't be afraid to make the changes necessary to ensure that your business is thriving and that it's sustainable long term. That's it for today. I hope this was helpful for you. This is a tough conversation about pricing and profitability. And hopefully you took away a couple of things that you can take back to your business and begin implementing immediately. Stay tuned next week. New episode will drop every Wednesday. Thanks for joining. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.